KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
This will be a great and brilliant day for the world, because Iran has just announced that the Strait of Hormuz is fully open and ready for business and full passage.
Yeah, that was, again, the president earlier today. He does say that Iran has agreed to suspend its nuclear program, give up its uranium enrichment for nuclear purposes, and that we could have some meetings this weekend. Some people are saying Sunday, some people are saying Monday.
This process should go very quickly, that most of the points are already negotiated and agreed to.
So, again, very big news. I hate to do this on the air. We had a guest scheduled. Gentlemen, do we have Arif Halabi ready? Okay, very good. I want to welcome to the program Arif Halabi. He is our guest. Thank you very much for being here. Just to let folks know, we don't know all of the details of what is being worked on or negotiated. We do know that momentum really did begin to build with the announcement of the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. And, of course, the U.S. blockade of the Strait of Hormuz as well impacted Iran's economy as well. Arif, you may know him, friends, as he's got a financial-based radio show, The Total Financial Hour. But in this context, Arif, you are here to talk about what is going on in the Middle East, its impact on the markets as well. Fascinating story, though. Your family escaped the Lebanese Civil War, obviously many years ago, and during your lifetime, you've kept a close eye on the cultural and the financial implications of what has been going on in the region, so I'm grateful to have your insight tonight. First off, I think that we obviously got some good news today, Arif, with the Strait of Hormuz opened back up. Yeah. This may be a nothing burger of a detail. I will say this, though. I was surprised that it was the Iranians who announced that the Hormuz was back open, because I would think that would be something that Donald Trump would want to do. He obviously came in behind Iran, but they did make the initial announcement. Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, so everything in the Middle East is about posturing. It's why you notice that Saddam Hussein kept saying that he had certain chemicals and weapons of mass destruction at a certain level that he never did. He did have them, but not at the level, because posturing is about the Middle East. In addition to all of that, think of this pretty clearly. Look, when the French decided to separate Lebanon, they did it in religious forms, meaning every religion, as opposed to regions, meaning north, south, east, west, they did it based on your religion. And then what the French did is they went along and made everybody put their religion on their identity card. Can you imagine that as an American? On your driver's license, it says you're Catholic or Christian or Muslim, atheist, whatever you are, it was required to be on your identity card, or what we would call your driver's license. So the same thing occurred in that region, where set up from the word go, they were broken down in the sectarian areas. So fast forward to today, where you have the Iranians basically invaded Lebanon, and you had the Arabs from certain parts of the Shia regions invade Persia. And so what you get is the extreme amount, both sides, in this case the Muslim faith, the extreme amount of the Shias that have invaded the Persians. And so they've been operating under Arab rule since 1979. In fact, the flag doesn't even have Persian on it. It has Arabic. Farsi. It has Arabic. Farsi is its own language, completely separate, completely different than the Arab culture. I share that with you because when my dad evacuated his entire family in 1976, 43 members of his family had to smuggle him out of Syria into Syria, from there into Damascus, Syria, to Jordan, Amman, Jordan, and then had to get them out of the country. Doing all of that, the civil war had been going on for just a short time, about a year at that time. It ended up going until about 1990. And so you had a lot of people that were trying to flee the area, and the Lebanese people are incredibly wonderful. Fast forward, Hezbollah comes along, again, Iranian proxies, and they said, we're here to protect you. The Lebanese government has about the same amount of soldiers as Hezbollah. And what that ended up doing was filling in the duties, and in fact replacing the duties that you would have Lebanese soldiers do. And so they were at odds, right? Who wants another civil war? They had an 8, 9, 10-year civil war of great magnitude, really about 15 years altogether. Mm-hmm. They said, we're just not interested in having another civil war, so we'll appease them for a minute. And then they kept going and going, and Hezbollah took over territory. So today, the most beautiful thing we've ever heard, if you're from the Lebanese culture or know anybody that's Lebanese, you're going to see celebrations in the street that the ceasefire hopefully will hold, and a wonderful God-fearing people with the largest population of Christians in the Middle East, believe it or not. About 45%, 40% of their population are Christians. That's huge with the diaspora around the world. Twice the population is what's currently in Lebanon. I hope that there's a celebration going on across the world as we speak.
One of the things, and again, Arif Halaby is joining us, one of the things that I would say, and what you're saying certainly is true, you know, the Israelis are battling with Hezbollah, obviously Iran. Just like in Iran, you do have the Lebanese people as well who have been victims in all of this. And, you know, I guess my question would be, there seems to be some differing narrative or storylines, because you have Iran that is saying that the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon is a very big part of the ceasefire and the Strait of Hormuz opening there in Iran. But you'll have, you know, President Trump that says, well, no, Lebanon is a completely separate issue. Does it matter that their storylines are not exactly aligned?
Not really. Part of it is there's always been domestic consumption of media and international. The problem is the Iranian people are not buying it anymore. So the mullahs in Iran, now we're at, what, third or maybe fourth generation after they've all been killed, really don't have any credibility with the common everyday person. Now, the issue is the mullahs, the IRGC, the mullahs in Iran, have really penetrated all walks of life. And so there are, I guess, some communications that happen on the local level, local governments, mayors, city council, et cetera, similar to what you'd find in, you know, extreme left-wing organizations permeating, you know, our district attorney offices across the country in various places and seeing the local impact. You see that in the IRGC where they've gone in and had local impact. But really, this is the key that I think people are missing. The only way there's ever going to be regime change would be never if the United States, you know, airborne landed or the Marine divisions pull up on shore. It has nothing to do with us. It's going to have to be an internal storming of the palace, the presidential palace, the parliament. There's going to have to be some local push. And the Kurds from the north, and people are not really speaking about this, and so we're starting to see some trickle into the media, the mainstream media. But the Kurds in the north have been armed and have really been organizing in an attempt to be those boots on the ground, to have the population rise up and to have the population actually make a difference by overthrowing their own government. We've seen this over and over again with Poland and Hungary and various times in our past. So it's not uncommon to see that.
Well, one of the things, and you touched on the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, one of the questions that I have written down here is, okay, so we can talk about how the Strait of Hormuz is going to be opening, that or is open. They'll be giving up that uranium. They'll no longer be working towards nuclear weapons. I mean, all of these things. But I guess the question is, can you have true peace in Iran as long as the Islamic Revolutionary Guard are still there and protecting the mullahs?
Well, I think we know that the Israeli secret service, right? We've heard of them as the Mossad, but they have other agencies as well that are more top secret than them. But the Israeli government, the U.S. government, the Saudi government, look, Saudi Arabia have been behind the scenes pushing for this war and the dethroning of the IRGC a long time, not just because.
Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When Iran is no longer in power. Now, I wasn't there. I'm just surmising by the results. So, that's what we think occurred. In the end of the story, they said, Iran, you're going to have to fix this. Because remember this. Gaddafi tried to price his oil in some sort of African gold currency backed by gold. He was overthrown. And believe it or not, he was not a problem anymore. When Hillary Clinton decided to overthrow Gaddafi, he wasn't a problem anymore. That changed. And then all of a sudden, of course, Saddam Hussein before that, you also had people along the way called Venezuela. Well, Maduro, he's in prison.
Arifa, if I may, one of the questions that I've got coming up after this break is, as far as our own oil and gas prices, How quickly will they go down? More with Arif Halaby is coming up next right here on America at Night.
Live from coast to coast, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
A multi-billion dollar settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you were exposed to weed killers at work or at home, your rights are affected. If you or your family has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you could receive $6,000 to $165,000 or more. This settlement impacts you even if you're not sick, because this blood cancer can take 10 to 15 years to appear. If you stay in the settlement, you give up your right to sue. Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup Settlement.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
For some children, a single surgery can turn an untreated cleft into a smile for life. But at Smile Train, we understand that most children need a little extra care. They need nourishment to ensure they grow healthy and strong. They need a confident voice so they can express themselves clearly. They need emotional support and counseling to help them navigate the challenges of school and home life. And they need orthodontic and dental care to make sure their smiles light up the room as brightly as possible. Visit SmileTrain.org to learn how Smile Train is supporting the cleft community with lifelong smiles. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
This is America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
I'm Dan Mandis in for McGraw tonight, 8442 McGraw. Joining us is Arif Halaby talking about a number of different things, wide-ranging discussion about what is happening in the Middle East. Arif, in the moments that we have left, let me ask you, because you're a financial guy, how quickly do you see oil and gasoline prices coming down for folks across America?
That's a great question. I think you're going to start to see it move rather quickly. The reason it moved the other way, meaning it went up, wasn't because the gas in the tanks already in the gas stations became more expensive. They already paid for that gas at the lower price. So when they were selling it at the higher price, the thousands and thousands of gallons of gas at $1, $2 more a gallon, the gas station owners, believe it or not, are the ones that profited. They're not going to tell you that. We're going to have them cry a river. I get it. But also, states like California, when you sell gas and you have a sales tax associated with it, sales tax is a function of price. So as the price went up, so did the sales tax that the state and the city and the county collected. So the winners in this story are the tax man and the gas station owners. The losers are the citizens. So when we start to see that shift backwards, you're going to start to see the average everyday person really feel it probably in 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, hopefully in time for the election to come around, and with that comes the real impact of the economy. Tax refunds will be back, jobs hopefully will be back, real estate and interest rates will be appropriately managed. So I expect it to be a couple, 3 weeks.
Arif, we're expecting very quickly, I've got about 60 seconds left, in negotiations perhaps Sunday or Monday. Do you believe that we'll actually have some sort of a peace agreement or an agreement with Iran by, I don't know, Tuesday?
Yeah, I think so. We've always used the carrot and the stick. And unfortunately, they had to have the stick. We blew them up. They said something. We blew them up again. You see, during this ceasefire, once we said, hey, there's a ceasefire, our satellites were still watching them. We saw where they ran to. We saw who climbed out of which cave and which bunker. So now we just pin them. You can track them with satellite. There's a special way to do that. And now you just track that person. So we couldn't find you before. Now we found you. You've come out of hiding because you think you have a two-week window. Well, we just use that to our advantage. Just like President Trump did with the Afghan leader. He took a picture and he said, let me tell you where you are right now. You're standing inside of a blue house with a white car out front, and so I'm telling you, let's make a deal. And the guy made a deal. Imagine that.
One of my favorite Donald Trump stories, and I'm really glad that you brought that up. It brings a smile to my face. Arif Halaby, you can find him on X. Is it A-R-I-F Halaby, at Arif Halaby?
Yes, at Arif Halaby, and also at AM870 The Answer. Best way is TFSWealth.com, TFSWealth.com.
All right, and appreciate you joining us. My name is Dan Mandis. This is America at Night.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. they would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th, so that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Reading Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit readingheatingair.com. Old fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
96.25.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Welcome on in to America at Night. My name is Dan Mandis in for McGraw. Millhaven, always appreciate the opportunity to fill in. You can follow me on the socials at Dan Mandis Show. Big vote this week, very controversial vote. on extending the temporary protection status of Haitian migrants. 350,000 Haitian migrants. They've been here since the Obama administration. They fled Haiti after an earthquake in 2010, arriving on our doorsteps. And basically, these Haitians, 350,000, were let in. They were given temporary protection status. They've been here ever since. They've had their status extended a number of different times. Donald Trump wanted to revoke that status. Several Republicans sided with the Democrats to ultimately get this done. This was, again, quite a big debate, controversial debate on Capitol Hill. This is Democrat Sheila McCormick, just to give you both sides. Democrat Sheila McCormick, she is, by the way, accused of stealing $5 million in FEMA funds. She could actually be expelled from Congress next week. Well, she is worried about the economic impact of booting these Haitians out of the country. Listen.
At the end of the day, we have to recognize that the Haitian people who actually have come to the United States, they did go through a vigorous vetting process in order for them to get the TPS status that they have. Second of all, if we're looking at the economic damage that will come to actually pushing out more than 350,000 TPS recipients, we know that's going to be devastated to our market.
Meantime, you had Republican Brandon Gill saying, no, these Haitians do need to go.
So let's ask ourselves, does mass migration from Haiti benefit the American people? The answer is obviously no. 65% of non-immigrant Haitian-headed households are on welfare. Does that make America stronger or more prosperous or more wealthy in any way? Of course it doesn't. And yet we're being asked to give them amnesty and make these absolutely horrendous years of open borders effectively permanent.
Jonathan Fahey joins us now, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of DHS, former Acting Director of ICE under Donald Trump's first administration, and our guest. Jonathan, always great to have you on America at Night. And so, very controversial, obviously. Didn't the Republicans, aren't they understanding that the American people favor still mass deportation on both sides of the aisle, by the way?
Yep, this is really surprising that it came out and also coming out now, because it clearly undermines President Trump's overall immigration policy. If you start granting amnesty to certain people or certain groups, it's going to encourage more illegal immigration, more people from these countries, more fake asylum claims. And it seems like we've been down this road so many times, and, you know, it seems like Republicans don't really learn this lesson, because so many political careers have been lost by favoring amnesty on the Republican side of things, and they always try to claim it's not amnesty or whatever, but it's like temporary protective status. And I believe for Haiti it was initially for an earthquake, what, like 2009, 2010?
During Obama.
So these people, yeah, so these people are fleeing an earthquake still. You know, it's like, and you can't send them back to Haiti apparently because it's such a horrible place to live. But then if you were to get on the other side, if Donald Trump would say Haiti's a horrible place to live, or using more colorful language, people would be mad about that. It's pretty amazing to me, but it's like, it's government 101. Temporary is never temporary. Whenever they have words like, you know, comprehensive, holistic, it means they're lying. Like, we always know when you hear these things, it's like, that's a vehicle to get people in because it seems humane, it seems fair, and then you can never, ever get them out. And remember, yeah, I think Bill Malusian was reporting on this yesterday, most of these people came in during Biden, so they weren't fleeing an earthquake, and they were coming in not from Haiti, but from other countries they had been living in. So it's just insane to me that we are even talking about this. And I think Brandon Gill, just one last point, he was on the House floor talking about, I think 65% of Haitian families are on welfare. So it kind of cuts against the grain when people like talking about how much they contribute to the American society. Well, if you're on welfare, you're really not one of the highest level contributors. I'm not saying you're a bad person, but it certainly is not uplifting our country. If 65% of Americans were on welfare, we'd actually be called Haiti. I mean, that's the truth of it. So it's just disgraceful on so many levels.
Well, and it's a wonder people, you know, I have stopped defending the Republican Party. Like, I can't. When we have a majority in the House, we have a majority in the Senate, we have a majority, and we have the White House. And so we're still doing stupid stuff. And this is what gets so frustrating. And you see that, you know, you've got all these Republicans who are siding with the Democrats. And I mean, the only thing that I can think of is that these 10, and I have not done a dive into their districts, but I think, is it safe to assume that these 10 Republicans are in, you know, Democrat-leaning districts, maybe districts that, I don't know, what, have a lot of Haitians, have a lot of migrants?
I think some of it's that. Some of it, they're getting pressure from the business communities in their districts because a lot of them are employed there, so employers and stuff like that. And I don't want to assume, like, bad faith, but it is also a world of, like, the Democrats never do this. I mean, they have issues that they are on the wrong side of 80-20, 90-10 issues. They hold the line to the last man or woman other than John Fetterman. I mean, you have a party that is, you know, 80-20 at least. No one wants men playing women's sports. Democratic Party is like, we're for it. We're for sex changes for kids. We're for all of these things that don't even come close to popular opinion, but they hold the line. I mean, and does anyone really think if the Democrats right now have the House, Senate, and the presidency, they wouldn't ram through massive amnesty and all their other craziness? They wouldn't bat an eye. They wouldn't care if it was popular. They get it done. And our side, it does seem like there doesn't have that, you know, that drive to get these things done, because we need to end this illegal immigration problem, and it requires deporting people, and that might be a little uncomfortable for some people, but overall, the greater societal good is fulfilling the promise, and if they don't, we're going to have a Democrat president, Democrat House and Senate anyway, and then all this other crazy stuff will get done, so these, you know, 10 people that were against, that were for this, we're also going to have to absorb all of these other bad policies. It's insane to me. It really doesn't make sense. I do admire the Democrats have more fight for their issues than some people on our side, and it's shameful because we've had now two times President Trump has been elected on this issue.
Very true, and more with Jonathan Fahey coming up next. My name is Dan Mandis, in for McGraw-Milhaven. This is America at Night.
America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, it does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
A multi-billion-dollar settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you were exposed to weed killers at work or at home, your rights are affected. If you or your family has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you could receive $6,000 to $165,000 or more. This settlement impacts you even if you're not sick, because this blood cancer can take 10 to 15 years to appear. If you stay in the settlement, you give up your right to sue. Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup settlement.
Action! When I grew up, I want to be a director because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Sponsored by the Jeffrey Modell Foundation.
furnished by IntelliBrands.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
Join the nightly conversation, America at Night, with McGraw-Milhaven.
Welcome back into America at Night. My name is Dan Mandis, in for McGraw-Milhaven. We're talking about these Haitian migrants, 350,000 that have been here under temporary protected status. The Democrats and the Republicans, a handful of Republicans, banding together to allow them to stay in this country, expanding the temporary protected status, when Donald Trump and a lot of Republicans, including rank-and-file Republicans and the Republican electorate, wanted them to go back to Haiti. Very controversial. Jonathan Fahey joins us here on America at Night. And Jonathan, looked up where these TPS Haitians live and where the highest concentration is. Florida, not surprising. They say in Florida, Greater Miami-Dade, Broward and Palm Beach counties. North Miami as well, a place called Little Haiti in Miami. New York, New Jersey, Metro, and Massachusetts. So those are in the Boston Metro. And New York, New Jersey, you're talking about the second largest significant populations in Brooklyn, Queens, New Jersey areas as well. They say that New York State has about 19% of the Haitian migrants. Now, we know that President Trump won Florida. We know that the Republicans have been doing very well in Florida. So, you know, when you talk about 158,000 Haitians estimated in Florida, then, you know, eventually that could have ramifications if these folks at some point are allowed to vote, which I think you just said. You know, that's really what the Democrats ultimately want to do, is to, number one, they want to impact the vote. Number two, they want to have these illegal aliens, migrants, whatever you want to call them, they want to have them included in the census so that they get more representation in the House of Representatives.
That's exactly right. It's all about voting. And the Democrats, I mean, again, back giving them credit today, because it's like they are playing the long game on this immigration issue, and they know the more people they could get to stay means these are more voters, at least on average. You know, they're going to get two-thirds at least of them as voters in perpetuity, and it will encourage more people to come. And they play this game, and they play it to win, and it's just astonishing to me. And I know, you know, you always hear, and, you know, I think Laura Ingraham covers this a lot when people are like, oh, these are jobs Americans won't do, and, you know, all of these things. But I find that just, I don't know, it seems hard to believe because, you know, I grew up in this country, and these jobs were getting done before all these people came here. So it's not like all of a sudden, you know, Joe Biden brings in 15 million people and everything got great and the economy got better. It actually didn't. So all of the arguments that support it just don't make sense. And I do understand that certain businesses will take a hit, but those businesses will adjust, just like businesses adjusted when we had a massive influx of illegal immigration. Businesses adjust. The products, their services, all of them adjust. So they can adjust the other way, and it may be hard for some of them, but it's also really hard for Americans if we have to continue to absorb massive illegal migration that is designed simply to benefit a political party or the illegal migrant or a very narrow set of businesses.
Yeah, and it's no wonder why the Republicans get so, what's the right word? Downtrodden, I guess, would be maybe a phrase. I just get so frustrated with our own party. Jonathan, I don't know if you know this. We have a text line, and people, of course, are chiming in on the things that we obviously have many corrupt Republicans as well. And Sally basically paraphrasing, saying that it doesn't seem like the Republicans don't have the same fight. Clearly, we don't have the same fight. But I want you to put your political analysis hat on now, if you would. How are you feeling about the midterms? We're getting closer and closer. Gas prices still remain high. We have Republicans that are just getting sick and tired of the weakness of the Republican Party. You and I, well, yeah, I don't know about you, Jonathan, if I may. You know darn right well that if the Democrats get hold of the Senate, that they are going to eliminate the filibuster and they are going to put in all of the things that the Republicans are too chicken to do right now. And I think that's going to be the downfall, not only of the Republican Party, that's going to be the downfall of America.
Yeah, if the Democrats get in, we're going to have a one-party country, make no mistake. They're going to open the borders, give citizenship to every illegal alien, pack the courts, do all of their nonsense, and they're not going to feel bad about it. They're not going to wimp out. They're going to achieve what they want to achieve. And yeah, I'm not feeling very good about the election because, you know, you have things like, well, the economy has to, you know, gas prices have to go down, which I'm confident they will, not overly confident, but I am confident that Iran will settle down and we'll be in a better spot there. But if the Republicans do things like this, do the Dignity Act, or even if they don't pass, but they seem to be, some of them, supportive of it, I think the demoralization of the Republican voters is going to be enormous because it's like, everyone is going to be like, what do we have to do to get the things we want done? We give you the House, we give you the Senate, we give you all these governorships, we give you the president, and then you come back and then you go to Washington and do things to benefit Democrats. I think it is so beyond demoralizing, like these particular things. And, you know, even when they don't pass, it crushes our base because you want to see, yeah, you want to see fight. And that's one of the great things about President Trump that I think people have liked. He's been willing to fight for the American people. He likes actually the American people as well, which the Democrats can't really say in good faith. But it's like you want to have people that are fighting for you, fighting for your interests. And this idea that having 360,000 Haitians stay is going to make most Americans' lives better is laughable. And, you know, and everyone knows that, and they still do it anyway. It's like it would be so inspiring if our side held the line on stuff, pushed for, you know, conservative judges, not wimp out. You know, Democrats don't wimp out. And, you know, I don't like them as a whole, but as a party. But it's like they achieve what they seek out to achieve. And you go back in history; it's like Obamacare. They got it through with 50 votes. So it's like they get their stuff done. And I think it will be really ugly if we can't, like, change course, get the economy going, and start passing things and achieving things that help the American people, but also achieve the Republican goals, because if you can't achieve them, what's the point of sending you to Washington?
Well, you said, not to belabor the point as we wrap this up, but 65% of these Haitians, you said, on some sort of government benefit. You look at that. You look at the Somalians as well. Then you look at the fraud associated with these, groups that have come into our country as well. Taking advantage of our generosity, and I think the roughly half of the American people are really tired of our generosity being taken advantage of. This is most certainly a conversation that is going to continue. Jonathan Fahey, thank you very much for joining us right here on America at Night.
You too. Thank you.
All right, so there is a lot more that I want to talk about. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about Donald Trump and a shock announcement that he made just a few hours ago.
As you remember, I recently directed the Secretary of War. How good is Pete Hegseth doing, by the way? To begin releasing government files relating to UFOs and unexplained aerial phenomena.
Oh, snap.
And I figured this was a good crowd, because I know you people, you're really into that. I don't know if I am. But so I'm pleased to report today. I thought I'd save it for this crowd, because you're a little bit out there, a little bit. That this process is well underway, and we found many very interesting documents, I must say. And the first releases will begin very, very soon.
So that is President Trump. There is so much intrigue about not only UFOs and UAPs, also talking about the now 11 missing scientists. I think it was the last time that I filled in here on America Night today. I talked a little bit about the missing scientists. If you don't know the story, some of our most esteemed and important scientists here in America have either shown up missing or dead, and that number now is up to 11. So when you talk about the missing or dead scientists, you talk about the UFOs and all that that entails, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. So we're going to talk about that coming up in the next hour, among many other things as well. The Committee on Oversight and Government Reforms Task Force has now sent a letter to Pete Hegseth requesting video files related to UFOs by April 14th, which, of course, was just a few days ago. So now the question is, when do we, as Americans, when do we get to look at these videos? And is it something that, quite frankly, can... You know what? Here's my question for you. You think Americans can handle the truth when it comes to these UFOs? Because I do believe that the truth is out there, and we'll talk about that and a whole lot more straight ahead on America at Night.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Battery pop quiz. Did you know that most rechargeable devices use lithium-ion batteries? They're in laptops, power banks, and more. They can, however, be a fire risk. So power up your battery smarts with tips from the National Fire Protection Association. Only buy products with a safety certification mark. Charge devices on hard surfaces. Don't use off-brand cords, and always unplug when fully charged. Let's charge into fire safety. Visit fpw.org/battery for more tips.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The United States and Iran say the Strait of Hormuz is now fully open to commercial vessels. More from White House correspondent Greg Flugston.
The announcement came from both President Trump and Iran's foreign minister. Iran said the Strait of Hormuz is completely open in line with the ceasefire in Lebanon and that it would stay open for the remaining period of the ceasefire. The president said the strait is ready for business and full passage. However, he said the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports will remain in full force and effect until a peace agreement with Iran is finalized. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A fragile calm settled over parts of Lebanon Friday as a 10-day ceasefire brokered by the United States took hold between Israel and Hezbollah. Those displaced by the war trickle back home after the ceasefire was announced.
We are here in the village of Jibshit in southern Lebanon several hours after a ceasefire between Israel and the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah went into effect. Now, there's a lot of uncertainty about what this ceasefire will actually look like, and there's a lot of distrust about whether it can last. And as a result, we're only seeing a trickle of families start to return to the homes that they fled amid Israel's six-week bombardment and ground invasion of the country.
Correspondent Isabel Debray reporting from Lebanon. Oil prices dropped back to where they were in the early days of the Iran war, and stocks raced to another record. The S&P 500 leaped 1.2% Friday. The Dow leaped as many as 1,100 points before paring its gain and ending up with a jump of nearly 870 points. The NASDAQ composite climbed 1.5%. A freer flow of oil could take pressure off prices not only at the gas pump, but also for groceries and other products. Congress has approved a short-term renewal of a controversial surveillance program used by spy agencies just days before it was set to expire. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS like Mark?
I've been doing home remodeling for 30-plus years, but the economy crashed. I wound up losing my home, losing my job, and on top of that, owing the IRS a ton of money. I owed the IRS $114,000. It really, truly was the worst part of my life.
Then Mark found tax relief advocates.
On news radio, I heard about TRA, and I thought, what's the worst that could happen? So I picked up the phone and I called them. When it was all said and done, TRA settled my $114,000 debt for $100, and I'm telling you, I was ecstatic. Could not believe it. I would recommend TRA to anyone.
If you owe ten or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS, don't lose hope. Do what Mark did and call TRA for a consultation.
But TRA did. They gave me a second chance, and I'm forever grateful.
Visit TRA.com or call 800-575-8924. 800-575-8924. That's 800-575-8924.
The Iran war's global energy shock has convinced some Asian and African nations to look to nuclear power to meet their future energy needs.
Countries that already rely on nuclear power are considering boosting that reliance, while non-nuclear nations are taking another look at atomic energy. Nuclear is not a quick fix for the current energy crisis, but analysts say the decisions and investments being made now will certainly impact the future. Leaders across Asia and Africa have recently announced newfound nuclear ambitions and plans, a new notable momentum on both continents. Rich Thomason reporting.
The United States heads to the World Cup hoping for its first knockout stage victory since 2002. While the Americans enter with their weakest goalkeepers in four decades, a few central defenders playing in a top league, they benefit from being seated as a co-host in the expanded tournament, which could keep them from playing an elite opponent until the round of 16. Breaking news at townhall.com. President Trump plans to appeal a court decision that once again stalls his White House ballroom project. And as correspondent Ken Lorman reports, the president is clearly not happy with the ruling.
U.S. District Judge Richard Leon said he's ordering a stop only to the above-ground construction of the planned ballroom, apart from any work needed to cover or secure that part of the project. President Trump on social media called Leon a Trump-hating judge who, quote, has gone out of his way to undermine national security to make sure that this great gift to America gets delayed or doesn't get built, end quote.
Judge Leon's latest ruling comes in response to an appeals court's instruction to clarify an earlier decision on the 90,000-square-foot ballroom plan for the site where it was demolished, the east wing of the White House. The owner of the home shopping network, QVC, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. That includes HSN. More at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
But it's actually true. Listen to this. You now have all of these European countries coming out and offering help with the Strait of Hormuz. Now, I saw that and I thought, are you kidding me? Really? Leaders of Italy, Germany, the UK, and France really issuing a joint statement saying they're ready to help. And I thought, this is a joke, right? Because now that the Strait of Hormuz is open, the time for your help is long gone. But yeah, this is a Keir Starmer, who is the guy who leads the UK, and he is saying, don't worry, America, don't worry, world, we're sending a naval mission right to the Strait of Hormuz. Listen to what he said. This was earlier today.
So we've all agreed there was real unity in the meeting that we've just had. We want to see a return to talks and a lasting agreement, including the reopening of the strait.
Yeah, it's like they're making this announcement, right? And I'm thinking, who's going to tell them? Who wants to tell them that the Strait of Hormuz is already open? It was opened as they were having this highfalutin meeting with the leaders of Italy, Germany, the UK, and France, among others, apparently. Who's going to tell them that President Trump has been asking for their help for weeks now? And they blew him off. And as it turns out, as you know, if you've been paying attention to the news, you know that he was able to get it back open without their help.
We welcome the announcement that was made during our meeting. But we need to make sure that...
How classic is that, by the way? The announcement is actually made as they're having their highfalutin meeting where they're saying, okay, you know what? We may consider helping. Do you know what my theory is, by the way? My theory is that they were in the middle of the meeting. The announcement was made to reopen the Strait of Hormuz by Iran, by the way. And so then they decided right there during the meeting after the announcement, hey, now would be a great time for us to announce that we're finally ready to go help with the opening of the Strait of Hormuz.
We welcome the announcement that was made during our meeting, but we need to make sure that that is both lasting and a workable proposal. Uh-huh. And if anything, it reinforces the need for the work that we've been doing this afternoon, because we're very clear that the mission that we're putting together is a defensive mission, and that comes after a ceasefire.
So that's great, NATO. Much appreciated. You know, we do give NATO a ton of money, billions of dollars every year, and more than we're supposed to be giving, to be honest. And when you start factoring in the military aspects of that, because, you know, there's cash and then there's military, that is, Donald Trump would tell you that's in the trillions. Now, what they will tell you as to why they didn't help us was because, hey, look, we're NATO, and this wasn't our war. This was America's war, and America was playing on offense and not defense, and he didn't clear it with us in the beginning. So, you know, you're on your own, and that it wasn't a NATO mission. And so just to review how much NATO did not help. And by the way, NATO gets a lot of their oil, of course, as it comes through the Strait of Hormuz. They depend on the Strait of Hormuz far more than America does. Although, you know, as I've talked about this before, filling in for McGraw, the price of oil and gasoline here in America is dependent on the global market. But, you know, again, just to review, Spain denied use of both their airspace and their military bases to America. Italy restricted use of an air base, and France and the UK, basically, you know, they had some of their own restrictions as well. But, you know, they chose not to join the fight, and ultimately, they criticized Donald Trump in the process. So not only did they not help, but they actively blocked us from utilizing some of their assets that we've used in the past. Literally taking the side of Iran. And so I love now that President Trump is telling them, okay, you know what, NATO? Really appreciate the offer, but you know what? You can go pound sand.
We spend trillions and trillions of dollars on NATO. And when I ask them to get involved on a much smaller situation, which is Hormuz and Iran, they weren't there for us. Remember what I said. They weren't there. None of them. They weren't there. So we were there in Ukraine. I mean, we shouldn't have been. It would have never happened if I were president. But right. Nevertheless, when they've had problems over the years, we were there. When we asked them to get involved on a very minor skirmish by comparison to what it could be, they weren't there. So I don't think they'd be there for a large skirmish. And therefore, I think they've got themselves a problem.
Yeah, as you know, the Trump administration has been saying, NATO was tested and NATO failed. And so the barrage, of course, continued today. I think Donald Trump feels vindicated. You know, he's having a good day. Clearly, this Iran deal looks like it's in place, at least if you listen to Donald Trump. Hormuz, the Strait of Hormuz is open. He said that NATO called him. This was earlier today. Trump saying that NATO called him asking if they could help. Oh, to be a fly on the wall. As Trump's cell phone rings, and it's, you know, Keir Starmer or whoever, and as the mission is winding down, now they're saying, hey, you know that help that you were asking for?
And now that the Hormuz Strait situation is almost over, I received a call from NATO asking if we would like some help. Thank you very much, NATO. And I told them I would have liked your help 2 months ago, but now I really don't want your help anymore.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I'm glad that we did it on our own, to be honest. I'm glad that Donald Trump is able to tell NATO pound sand. And I do understand, you know, there's a lot of geopolitical things at play here, and I do understand. I think that Donald Trump feels like, and listen, no disrespect to people who believe that NATO had no real purpose to get involved in this skirmish with Iran. You could very easily say, listen, this had nothing to do with the NATO countries. We could argue about the amount of oil that they get from Iran, but if they didn't want to get involved, then that is most certainly on them. And I do respect that. But I love the fact that, again, that Donald Trump, now vindicated, it would appear, that he was able to do this on his own. I think that he proved, and this whole situation proved, that we don't need to continue to prop up NATO, which clearly we do. And I don't think that the president will actually pull us out of NATO. I don't. But you know that he wants to.
Because they were absolutely useless when we needed them. But actually, we never needed them. They needed us. They need us. They need us so badly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little bit like if you're a politician. It's hard to believe I'm a politician. But after I won, people came up to me, sir, I'd like to make a major contribution to campaign. And I said, listen, just so you understand, campaign contributions after I won don't count. And NATO, after we won, that doesn't count either. It's the same thing.
So that is Donald Trump. That was Friday talking to, clearly a very raucous crowd. I believe that was Turning Point USA. So Trump, of course, talking about how we gave NATO billions and trillions over the years, which is most certainly true. Now you have some of these folks. Now, of course, if you've been following the news, you know that it looks like, well, the Strait of Hormuz is open. That is provable. It also looks like, if you hear Donald Trump tell it, that Iran has literally agreed to everything. Now, here's the thing. Iran, strangely quiet after that first announcement that the Strait of Hormuz was open, which I thought was a little bizarre that Iran...
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ryan died, we never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
My name is John David Carpton.
Dr. Kimberly Stegmeier.
Dr. Edith Perez.
I'm a medical oncologist.
And I focus on cancer prevention.
People are always asking me, why?
Why do I do this work?
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
There was a child that, you know, I took care of and adored. And she said to me, Dr. Kim, you know, will you remember me forever? Sorry. It's been a hard year.
Every day I think of the faces of patients when I see their smiles, when I tell them that new treatments are helping their lives.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Furnished by Stand Up to Cancer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
Welcome to America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
My name is Dan Mandis in for McGraw. 8442-McGraw is the phone number. We do have open lines. That is coming up in the next hour. Of course, as you have been following the news, you listen to talk radio, you folks are smart. We do have now the Strait of Hormuz open. That really is old news now. But now we are looking forward to the possibility of straight talks with Iran. And that would happen, of course, I believe, in Pakistan. So, you know, there's a lot going on. And the president, if all goes according to plan, and if all continues where we have been going, then this could be a historic weekend. And so now, you know, you've got the people on social media, you know, the Tucker Carlsons, the Alex Jones, the Megyn Kelly. Tucker and Megan, of course, formerly of Fox News, now they are strictly on the internet, and they've been, especially Tucker, just bashing Donald Trump at every turn regarding this war on Iran. So Megyn Kelly, you know, the world is celebrating, and the world is happy that it looks like not only is the Strait of Hormuz open, yes, but also that we could have a peace deal, And Megyn Kelly, for one, she got on her show today. And I just want to play a couple of sound bites. This is part of what you are going to hear from people who were not happy that we went into Iran and that we did what we did. But now that it looks like this is mission successful, now this is part of what they're saying. This is Megyn Kelly earlier today.
President Trump, in one of his posts today, called it the Strait of Iran, which is probably, you know, the best Freudian slip he's had in weeks. Yeah, it wasn't really before. It was an open Strait of Hormuz used by everybody in the Middle East and beyond. Now it's the Strait of Iran. Now they've realized they've got an economic pressure point they can unleash on us. And we're keeping our ships there now to make sure that they don't do anything, you know, no funny business while we wrap this thing up. But at some point, our destroyers are going to leave. And we'll see how many times we have to go through this now with Iran as things ratchet back up. Because they've realized that they have a very powerful tool that hurts us that they never used or realized before. This is brand new.
Fact check, false. That is a blatant falsehood. Iran has threatened to close the Strait of Hormuz many times. And they have partially blocked it several times as well, actually. 1984, Iran weaponized the strait by laying mines in the tanker war of the mid-1980s. 2011, made threats, conducted naval exercises, impacted transit as well. Early 2020s, they were harassing ships. They were disrupting transit. So, no, this is not brand new. This is something that Iran has been threatening or they have done. They've never done a full closure of the Strait of Hormuz, but, you know, they've been harassing ships for a long time. They've been laying mines for a long time. And yes, they have been making these threats. So when she says, oh, they never realized, of course they did. Of course they did. Here's more.
So now, yay, we're ending the war by getting them to open up the strait, which was open before we even started the war. Great. And we're getting them to promise that they're not going to pursue a nuclear weapon, which was something that the now dead Ayatollah had already issued a fatwa against.
Can I just ask this question? So, yeah, the now dead Ayatollah had talked about a fatwa. We're not going to be trying to manufacture a nuclear weapon. But how would you then explain the fact that they were at 60% enriched uranium when for commercial use it's like 2, 3, 4, 5% is all you need? But they were at 60%. And it is a very quick jump to go from 60 to 90%. How would you explain that? I mean, I'm asking a question. I mean, Megyn Kelly's a lot smarter than me, but she doesn't mention that in her monologue here.
Against. And we're getting them to give their nuclear dust, which President Trump himself told us was buried several feet underground as a result of our bombing of the three nuclear sites, to maybe a third party. Possibly back to us, that's what we want. He told us we didn't have to worry about it because we have eyes on it via satellite and it's all buried deep in the ground. But now it's a huge deal point that they're going to give it to a third party. They're going to dig it up and give it to a third party. So, okay, great, terrific.
Yeah, terrific. We agree. You know, here's the thing. These folks, and I don't know exactly what Megyn Kelly has been saying, and I have the utmost respect for Megyn Kelly, but I guess my comment would be, my question would be, why can't you just show a little bit of enthusiasm that thanks to the greatness of American exceptionalism and our strategy in dealing with Iran and blockading their blockade? Because that's ultimately what we did. I mean, they blocked the Strait of Hormuz, and then we came along and we blocked their ports, and we cost them hundreds of millions of dollars, and just like that, they're now willing to come to the table. So why can't people like Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson, why can't they just be happy that America has been able to do something incredible utilizing peace through strength? It's a good thing. My name is Dan Mandison from McGraw-Millhaven. This is America at Night.
Coming to you from the heart of the nation, this is
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
online at KCNR1460.com.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
96.25. America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
This is America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
And McGraw's out tonight. My name is Dan Mandis. Always appreciate the opportunity to fill in on the mighty America at Night. Now, I'm going to do open lines in the next hour. By the way, some very big, I don't know if you've heard, I got some big showbiz news, actually, coming up after the news, coming up in the next hour. I am beside myself giddy. And we'll talk about why coming up after the news in the third hour of America at Night. You can find out more about me on the socials at Dan Mandis Show. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on X. You can follow me on Instagram and some of the rest of the socials as well. Now, I'm going to play some audio from Peter Doocy. I just kind of talking a little bit about the ending of Iran's nuclear program. President Trump now saying, because we've been talking about the Strait of Hormuz and so on. Well, now the president is saying that Iran has agreed to suspend their nuclear program. This was on Fox News earlier.
And President Trump just got on Air Force One for a quick trip to Arizona for an event that we'll see later on today. He didn't take any questions, but he just told CBS News. He basically explained why it is that he is so confident a deal is about to be closed with the Iranians. He says that they have agreed to let United States, not troops, just somebody from the United States, go in to Iran with some Iranian officials to collect leftover uranium, what he calls the nuclear dust, and then bring it back somewhere to the United States. That has been the key to all of this. The president earlier today disputed a report in Axios that the U.S. might unfreeze $20 billion in Iranian money in exchange for getting them to fork over all this uranium. He says not a dollar will be exchanged in any way. So we will definitely hear more about this once he gets to Arizona, but there's a lot happening, and it is possible that he doesn't want to get ahead of his team, yeah, who are talking directly to Tehran.
So we'll have to see what happens. You know, and I hate to be a Danny Downer, because I know that a lot of people are excited about this. I am excited about this for a number of different reasons. But Iran has been awfully quiet through this whole thing. And so that's got me a little nervous. However, I don't think that President Trump, I don't think that he would, you know, purposely be over his skis on this. And so the president, here's why I'm a little cynical. Because number one, Iran hasn't, come out and said, yeah, we have agreed to give up our nuclear enrichment, our enriching enrichment process. They have actually denied the fact that they're not going to enrich uranium any longer. So there's still a lot of things that need to be worked out. For me, I'm hoping that this whole thing is over, because, to be perfectly honest, the price of gas is killing us. Right? The price of gas is killing all of us. So that is a part of this conversation. Bottom line is, fingers crossed that I'm not even going to say it was a long national nightmare, because it wasn't a long national nightmare. It was, you know, if it's over now, it's like, what, 6 weeks? Something like that? By the way, in the previous segment, we were talking about NATO. And how the president, not real fond of NATO, very disappointed with NATO, so on and so forth. You know, he's also going after the United Nations, right? Daily Mail has a big story about Donald Trump, and he is obviously engaged in a war with NATO. He is also going after the United Nations, apparently. This headline from the Daily Mail: Trump takes a shot at the UN as he sends blunt America First message to the world, marking a major shift in the global order, and U.S. businesses are expected to reap the benefits. Now, this is really interesting, because what the president, and this is supposed to, if you are believing the reporting, that at some point this weekend and over the next couple of weeks, the president is going to ask the United Nations to implement, not ask, maybe demand, that they implement a, quote, trade over aid initiative, and that could impact America businesses. Now, this is from the Washington Post and the Daily Mail. The Trump administration is seeking to get other nations to cut back on global humanitarian aid and promote America First values by investing in U.S. companies, according to new reports. The Trade Over Aid Initiative will be an opportunity to use the United Nations system to, quote, create business opportunities for U.S. companies, per a cable sent to all U.S. embassies and consulates. And this comes straight from Marco Rubio. In the cable reviewed by the Washington Post, Secretary of State Marco Rubio ordering all U.S. diplomats to issue a statement to all foreign nations by Monday, that's a couple of days, that asks them to support this new initiative. Now, the U.S. plans to introduce this idea at the UN at the end of this month, according to the cable. And so the bottom line is this. Donald Trump and the American people, by the way, we've all been, you know, watching for decades as we give out this massive amount of U.S. aid to nations like Ukraine. Now, realize that Ukraine, before the Russia-Ukraine war, they were one of, if not the most, it's the best way to put this, corrupt nations in the world. That's right. Ukraine was, and probably still is, one of, if not the most corrupt nations in the world. We also give a boatload of money to Syria, to Yemen, to Sudan, to Afghanistan. I could go on. Somalia, Haiti. Now, what do we know about all of these countries? Again, Ukraine, massive corruption. Somalia, massive famine going on. Millions, though, given to Somalia by the UN. A lot of that money ends up in the hands of terrorists in Somalia and also a corrupt government. Remember Syria? All the money that the UN has given in the past ended up, this was a big controversy a while ago, all of your taxpayer dollars ended up in the hands of Bashar al-Assad, the oppressive regime that ended up, you know, killing his own people. It ended up going to that oppressive regime and Bashar al-Assad that was such an oppressive regime. And the UN, with our taxpayer dollars going to the UN, went to Syria. You want to talk about Afghanistan? Of course. Massive amounts of American aid and United Nations funding going to the Taliban. That's right. You remember the oil for food program in Iraq, where Saddam Hussein took massive kickbacks from companies involved in Saddam Hussein earned billions of dollars while being, you know, incredibly oppressive in Iraq. In other words, the United Nations gives all of this money to these, as you know, Donald Trump has talked about, these crap hole countries, right? And to what end? As far as I know, there's still a famine going on in Somalia. According to the stories, the Trump administration is going to say, listen, for decades, government aid has been flowing from developed to developing countries with only limited impact, according to one of the notes the outlet obtained. Well, yeah, that's my question. How many years are we going to be giving to these developing countries? They never develop. Ever. And I don't know about you, friends, but as long as we have veterans living in the street, as long as we have massive amounts of crime happening across America, and as long as we have people that are hungry in the streets, we shouldn't be giving to these developing countries. We should be taking care of our veterans at home. We should be fighting crime at home. There should not be a city or a town across America that says, wouldn't it be nice if we had this to fight crime? Because the bottom line is, if we can use that money at home, we should not be giving to Somalia or Syria or Afghanistan or Ukraine. We just shouldn't. And so what the Trump administration wants to do is they want to, instead of giving this money to these nations with very little in return, he actually wants to see investment in American businesses. Here's what they say. Investing in these countries has not solved the world's economic development challenges. It has often created dependency, inefficiency, and yes, corruption. Donors in developing countries are ready to try a new development aid model. The note continued, the old model has been...
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, they got their money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
And play the heroes. Remember we eliminated USAID, USAID? $25 billion? We found all that waste? Probably could have found a lot more. But here's when you talk about the United Nations, right? The organization, founded in 1961, was also America's way to softly promote democracy around the world. Okay, so let's talk about democracy. We've given all that money to all of those nations that I've just mentioned. Where's the democracy in Afghanistan? Where's the democracy in Yemen and Syria and Somalia? It's nowhere to be found. All that we've found is corruption and money going to bad people, whether it's terrorists, whether it's oppressive regimes and so forth. So what are we doing? You know what I mean? Like, why are we doing this? And we've been doing it since 1961. Have those nations gotten any better? No. Better to take that money and invest it in American companies and share in the profit. Now, people are going to say, well, the UN isn't really set up for that. Okay, well, then change the way it's set up. That's what I'd say. Part of the whole deal with the UN is to prevent wars. We've had a lot of wars since the UN's formation, right? We've had Vietnam. We've had Korea. Soviets invaded Afghanistan. That's where Osama bin Laden rose to power, right? The Iran-Iraq war. And, of course, Russia-Ukraine. Now, listen, I'm not saying that I want to destroy the UN, just like I don't want to destroy NATO. But what I am saying is that throwing good money after bad doesn't make a lot of sense. So let's look at the UN. Let's look at how we are trying to, quote unquote, help these countries and figure out a way to actually help them as opposed to just throwing a bunch of money at a problem that never gets solved. My name is Dan Mandis, in for McGraw Millhaven, 844-2-McGraw. We'll return next.
America at Night with McGraw Millhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
multi-billion dollar settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you were exposed to weed killers at work or at home, your rights are affected. If you or your family has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you could receive $6,000 to $165,000 or more. This settlement impacts you even if you're not sick, because this blood cancer can take 10 to 15 years to appear. If you stay in the settlement, you give up your right to sue. Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup settlement.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
When I was diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma, I didn't know it was a blood cancer. It's one of more than 100 different types, and they're all treated differently, and the symptoms can look like other things, so it could be hard to diagnose. I had a fever for weeks. I was so tired all the time, and I didn't feel like eating. This can feel scary, but if you know what to look for, you'll know what to tell your doctor. And you can get in touch with Blood Cancer United. They were there for me, and they can be there for you too.
Go to bloodcancerunited.org to learn more.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
Well, McGraw is out there relaxing somewhere. My name is Dan Mandis, filling in for McGraw. Always love filling in here on the incredible America at Night. What a legacy this show has, and it's just such an honor every time that I get to do it, as that legacy does continue with McGraw. The phone number is 8442-McGraw, 8442-McGraw. We do have open lines coming up in the next hour. I hate to say this. I'm so tired of being right. Here's a headline. You ready? There are some Iranian parliamentarians who are now complaining that Donald Trump is making some false claims related to the ceasefire and the opening of the Strait of Hormuz. Now, remember, earlier in the radio broadcast, I mentioned that I was a little, I think I mentioned it a couple of times, actually, where I said, you know, did worry anybody else that the Iranians seem to be really quiet while Donald Trump is making a lot of these claims about what Iran has agreed to and so on and so forth. You know, Trump making, you know, boasting, as he does, saying a lot of things that the Iranians have agreed to, and the Iranians are now speaking up. You ready for the headline? Iranian, and this just updated here, Iranian Parliament Speaker accuses Trump of false claims, threatens Strait of Hormuz access. Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagar Ghalibaf on Friday criticized President Donald Trump, accusing him of making 7 false claims in 1 hour. Now realize that there are so many different factions within Iran. And that was one of the challenges that the Trump administration was facing, is what group are we supposed to be talking to? So I don't know who this guy is or how important he is in the overall scheme of things. Because as we know, you know, you can kill a lot of these guys and it just doesn't matter. They're like cockroaches. You kill one, another one is magically shows up. But in a series of posts on X, Ghalibaf warning that if the current U.S. blockade continues, the Strait of Hormuz will not remain open because the president, we talked about this earlier, I played the audio, the president saying that the Iranian ports are still shut down until everything is agreed to. So that's not a false claim. The president has actually said that. Our military remaining in place, keeping a watchful eye on Iranian ports because we're still negotiating. Here's more. Let's see here. Saying they did not win the war with these lies and they will certainly not get anywhere in negotiations either, he wrote. Ghalibaf adding that any transit through the strait would require Iranian authorization and adherence to designated routes. He says, wrapping this up, media warfare and engineering public opinion are an important part of war, and the Iranian nation is not affected by these tricks. It's going to be a very interesting weekend, my friends. My name is Dan Mandis in for McGraw-Milhaven. This is America Night, 8442-McGraw, 8442-McGraw.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
For 25 years, the Library of Congress Veterans History Project has collected and preserved the experiences of America's heroes. From original letters to oral histories, these firsthand accounts bring history to life, one voice at a time. With over 120,000 stories collected, each reveals the courage, sacrifice, and service of our veterans. But many remain untold. Help our nation reach 125,000. Share a story. Ensure a legacy. Visit loc.gov/vets today.
Imagine walking in your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317. 410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company for Songs of the Soul, a dance performance on April 18th and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. With a dynamic mix of dance styles and beautiful artistry and storytelling, this dance production reflects on the lived experiences that shape us and expresses gratitude for the things we have overcome. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by this bold, city-caliber performance. Get your tickets today at communedancecompany.simpletix.com. Tickets are $20 and kids' tickets are available at $12.50. We hope to see you there.
Six. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. In remarks at a Turning Point USA event Friday, President Trump says the U.S. will go into Iran and excavate nuclear dust, which is enriched uranium believed to be buried under nuclear sites badly damaged by military strikes last year.
The USA will get all nuclear dust. You know what the nuclear dust is? That was that white powdery substance created by our B-2 bombers, those great B bombers, late one evening, 7 months ago. No money will exchange hands in any way, shape, or form.
The president says the U.S. will get the nuclear dust by Iran by using excavators.
We need the biggest excavators you can imagine, but we're going to go in together with Iran. We're going to get it, and we're going to take it back home to the USA.
Iran says it fully reopened the Strait of Hormuz to commercial vessels, but questions lingered Saturday about how much freedom ships actually have to transit the waterway, as Tehran maintained its grip on who got through and threatened to close it again if the U.S. kept in place its blockade of Iranian ships and ports. A group of House Republicans rejected President Trump's request to renew a controversial surveillance program without revisions to the law. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president wanted a clean 18-month extension of FISA, which U.S. spy agencies use to collect and analyze communications, without a warrant. Several Republicans pushed for greater protections for Americans and voted down the measure. They also rejected a middle-of-the-night compromise from the House Speaker, which some GOP lawmakers said wasn't strong enough. In the end, the House approved a temporary 2-week renewal of FISA. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Oil prices dropped back to where they were in the early days of the Iran war. Stocks raced to another record. The S&P 500 leaped 1.2% Friday. The Dow leaped as many as 1,100 points. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Advantage Gold, America's number one precious metals company, is sounding the alarm that a storm is coming and that now is the time to diversify your portfolio before it's too late. That's why we're offering an emergency gold and silver protection kit valued at $49, absolutely free for anyone who calls today at 800-900-8000. This kit includes critical information for investors with a retirement account seeking to own physical gold and silver but want to do it tax and penalty free. Advantage Gold has helped investors protect and secure their wealth with physical gold and silver since 2014. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and we'll rush your emergency gold and silver kit plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. See how gold and silver can help you protect and secure your wealth with the help of Advantage Gold. Results vary. Consult your tax advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
A key figure in a major gambling sweep appears to set a change in his plea.
Ex-NBA player and assistant coach Damon Jones is expected to become the first person to plead guilty in a gambling sweep that led to the arrests of more than 30 people, including reputed mobsters and other basketball figures. A change of plea hearing for Jones is scheduled for April 28th in Brooklyn Federal Court per court filings Thursday. The 49-year-old Jones had previously pleaded not guilty to separate indictments charging him with profiting from rigged poker games and providing sports bettors with non-public information about injuries to stars LeBron James and Anthony Davis. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
A star of the 2002 Los Angeles Angels World Series champions has died. Garrett Anderson passed away at the age of 53. Breaking news at townhall.com. A push by GOP leaders to promote Turning Point USA chapters in public high schools is stirring a free speech debate.
While Republican governors say the partnerships counter the oppression of conservative voices in education, critics argue Christian leaders often silence voices when it comes to topics like sex education and LGBT issues. Several states, though, have announced partnerships with Turning Point USA to establish chapters in every high school. ACLU says endorsing these clubs likely violates federal law. A spokesman, though, says Turning Point USA continues to grow rapidly. Jason Walker reporting.
The Supreme Court is handing a win to oil and gas companies fighting lawsuits over coastal land loss and environmental degradation in Louisiana. The unanimous procedural decision gives the companies a new day in federal court after a state jury ordered Chevron to pay upward of $740 million. This as news at Town Hall.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Now is the time. There is a story out there, and I will get to the calls that are on hold in a second, but I want to make sure that I tell this story because it is a fascinating story. And it is finally breaking into the mainstream. President Trump, and I don't know if McGraw's talked about this or not, but last time I filled in, I did talk about the missing scientists that continue to disappear. American scientists that are disappearing. I think the last time that I filled in, there were like 8 scientists, 9 scientists that were disappearing. There's now 11. They're either dead or they're missing. 11 of the top U.S. scientists and researchers. They're saying a matter of urgent national importance. How important is it? Donald Trump was asked this question earlier today.
10 missing scientists with access to classified stuff, nuclear material, aerospace. They've all gone missing or turned up dead in the last couple months. Based on what you've been briefed, what do you think is happening here? And do you think that this is connected or totally random?
Well, I hope it's random, but we're going to know in the next week and a half. I just left the meeting on that subject, so pretty serious stuff, but we're going to be now. Hopefully, I don't know, coincidence, whatever you want to call it, but some of them were very important people, and we're going to look at it over the next short period.
I mean, you know what they have in common, right? Some of our nation's biggest secrets is what they have in common. This is from the New York Post. The deaths or disappearances of 11 top U.S. scientists and researchers is a matter of urgent national importance. A guy by the name of Representative Eric Burleson, he is a Republican out of Missouri, said that his office has already been eyeing the situation. They're trying to figure out exactly what has been going on. with these scientists because, as he says, this is an incredibly alarming situation. He was on Fox News. He's been looking at this for over a year.
They just literally disappeared, left all of their devices at home. This is not normal. These are some of the most advanced researchers in our nation, some of the most important people for a nation's national security efforts, and they all just mysteriously disappeared. This is a rattling call to pay attention to this issue and make sure that our nation's top scientists are safe and secure. This is too coincidental. And so we have to be investigating this. We need to have our nation's top investigators, the FBI, and every agency looking into this matter.
Anybody wonder if this is like America? I mean, you know, our government does this kind of stuff, right? So I don't know. It could be China. It could be Russia. Some people saying it could be America. Possibly maybe wrapping up, tying up some loose ends. Part of what we know is that there's a lot going on with the investigation into UFOs. As far as this Representative Burleson, the lawmaker, according to the story, argues the fate of the scientists is almost certainly linked to the access some had to classified aerospace, defense, and UFO information, and may involve bad actors from China, Russia, they say, possibly Iran as well. Some of these scientists, Burleson noted, literally just disappeared without a trace, including Air Force Major General William Neil McCasland, who vanished back in February after Burleson said he tried to contact him twice about his research into UFOs. So the guy is researching UFOs. He's speaking to a United States congressman or getting ready to speak to a United States congressman, and he just disappears. Investigators claim that McCasland had experienced mental fog before disappearing from his home in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You know what this guy had done? Listen to this. McCasland, the retired general, had worked in top positions pertaining to space research and acquisition, with his name even appearing in the WikiLeaks dump of Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman John Podesta's emails. Former Blink-182 singer Tom DeLonge, I hope I'm saying that right, claiming to have conversed with him about UAPs. Now, in many cases, the congressman continued, these scientists felt some sort of a threat and left all of their devices at home before dropping out of sight. I mean, obviously, that is crazy. Now, some of these people just disappeared. Others, they turned up dead. Some were said to have committed suicide. But nobody really knows. So what is happening? What has happened to Melissa Casillas, Anthony Chavez, Jason Thomas, Frank Maywald, Nuno Lorio, Carl Grillmer, Stephen Garcia, Monica Jacinto Reza? I mean, what happened to these people? Nobody really knows. And yeah, I know I probably shanked some of their names. Doesn't mean they weren't important, and it doesn't mean that we've got to figure out what is going on here. Because number one, you know, these are American citizens. And if China, if Russia, if Iran are taking out or kidnapping our scientists, we got to get to the bottom of that. I mean, let's not forget, by the way, that Iran, a lot of their scientists have been killed as well. Some of their nuclear scientists, maybe they're returning the favor. And don't forget also, like in the midst of all of this, is that we are finding out more and more about UFOs or UAPs, whatever you want to call them. That documentary, Age of Disclosure, remember that from, a few months ago, whenever that was? where you had people like Marco Rubio, people like J.D. Vance, all kinds of, you know, really important people talking about the crazy stories of spaceship-type aircrafts that have been seeing flying around our nuclear and military sites. Tim Burchett is a guy that I've interviewed often. He is a Tennessee congressman, and he has been really on the cusp of this conversation.
I don't know if it's about little green men or flying saucers. I just know we're spending. I just know we're spending tens of millions of dollars on something. I think we should know what the heck we're spending that money on.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, when they bring it all out, just let people make up their own minds.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, it's so curious that President Trump is going to, we mentioned this earlier in the program, where he's ordered Pete Hegseth to release a lot of this information regarding UFOs and UAPs. So we have the missing scientists, conversely, I don't know if I can say connected, but conversely, you have all of this information coming out about UFOs, UAPs, little green men, and so forth. If you have not seen Age of Disclosure, you really need to. Age of Disclosure, amazing documentary, talking about how we've actually communicated with aliens. Some people have said there's no way this can be visitors from outer space. Has to be the Russians. Has to be the Chinese. Tim Burchett, for one, who's been in a lot of these meetings, says no.
I won't go too far into it, but I've talked to folks that are at the highest levels, and they will tell you that they've asked the one higher up level in the whole security paradigm, I guess, and they've indicated that it is definitely not them.
All right, so then who is it? What's going on? Nobody really seems to know, but what we do know is that President Trump is getting set to release some of these materials very soon.
I hope so. I think.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984. Join us for the Chicks and Chaps fundraiser luncheon Saturday, May 2nd at the Reading Senior Center from 10:30 to 2:30 with special guest speakers Dr. Allen and Dr. Sackfield. Don't miss your chance for an exhilarating ride on Wreck-It Ralph and a chance to bid on a one-of-a-kind Chicks and Chaps belt buckle. Get your tickets today at ReadingRodeo.com. Just click on the Chicks and Chaps tab. Thank you to our sponsors Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Gold Mark Jewelers, Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center, Four Winds Jewelry, and this radio station.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Hi, I'm Jenny Garth. I loved and cared for rescue animals since I was a little girl growing up on a farm in Illinois. My pets have always been some of the most important members of my family. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals for over 140 years. Adopting an animal in need can help save a life and add a new member to your family. Since 1981, American Humane has celebrated Adopt a Dog Month each October in an effort to help the estimated 3 to 4 million animals waiting in shelters every year to get the loving, forever home that they deserve. I urge you to consider fostering or adopting a shelter pet and to support the noble mission of American Humane. Together, we can make a significant difference in the lives of these loving creatures. For more information, please check out AmericanHumane.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
What's on your mind? Call 844-2-McGraw and be a part of America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
My name is Dan Mandis in for McGraw. By the way, if you don't want to call in, you can always text into that same phone number. Tony, though, was kind enough to call in from Montreal, Canada. Tony, always great to talk to you, and thank you again for calling America at Night. How are you?
Thanks, Dan. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Go ahead, sir.
Dan, you were talking about the migrants that have come to your country under whatever status they may be, legal, illegal, alien, refugee claimants. You mentioned they were Haitian. There's a large population in Montreal, and this commenced with all of the revolutions and the constant uproar and the destabilized country. And if you had enough time, I'm sure you know this, the billions of dollars that the Canadian government has funneled into Haiti and the billions, if not trillions, that the Americans have put in to try to rebuild that country. And what do we get? It's absolutely disastrous and a disaster of a country. And I just want to just say this about immigration. If you're coming to Canada or to the United States, and you're coming and you're waiting your turn, and it takes you 3, 4, 5, 6 years, and you legally come to the country, you're welcome in Canada, and I presume you'd be welcome in the United States. Today, as I am doing my work, I found out that though our government is taxing us at close to 50%, and though we're paying close to $10 a gallon, $10 a gallon for regular gas, $10, Dan, and that they're gaining trillions of dollars from the gas tax and the provinces and the federal government. We gave away close to $160 million to Sudan, a country that is not a country today. Now, we've been doing this for multiple years. We gave away $65 million this year also to Lebanon. I calculate about $200 million, a quarter of $1 billion to two countries. And in our country, Dan, we have former military people that are killing themselves, suicide. They are living in the streets. We have a homeless epidemic in Montreal, across our whole country. That $212 million could have easily solved the problem in the multiple large cities that we have, Toronto, Vancouver, and Montreal. That money is a constant. That's only two, Dan. That's only two. And our country is a small country. Imagine the money that your country is giving away and not taking care of its own people, its own indigenous people, its own military people that have had fallen hard times. You're poor of your country. Your country and our country should stop immediately of sending any money around the world. I don't care what a Democrat says. If a Democrat says that our own people, our own citizens who pay taxes, don't come first, then we will destroy our country. And Mr. Trump, I hope he's listening, he's 100% right. Close your borders, get rid of illegal people that are killing your own citizens. And then, when you're talking about the Democrats who want to destroy your country from within with immigration, with all kinds of nonsense, look, 10 or 15 of your best engineers and scientists are now gone. Well, guess what? That's no coincidence. That's either the Russians, the Chinese, or the Islamofascists in your country. There's something going on in your country, and you got to stop it. Singham, Soros, and all the billionaires that are funneling money into universities, including Qatar, and all of these Islamofascist countries. We are under threat, Dan. We are under attack. If we don't fight for our country, we will lose our country. As Maloney says in Italy, if you want to be an Italian citizen, you must sweat for our citizenship. You must deserve it, and you must follow our rules and regulations and respect our identity. If you do not like the sign of the Holy Cross and churches, well, there are many, many large, the world is large, and there are many Islamic countries around the world. But in this country, as Maloney said, we adore Christianity, we adore the church, and we adore the cross. And you know what? We got to stand up, Dan. We got to stop being weak-kneed about being proud of our countries. Our countries were built on the sweat of European people that came here and built these countries from where they stand together. We did not invade these countries. We built the countries, and added to the countries.
And Tony, you're right. And just to add to, as we get ready to go to a break, just to add what you said, you were talking about the Haitians and how you've got, you know, this diaspora, this large group of Haitians in Canada. We have them here as well, obviously. You want to talk about the Somalians. I mean, we could talk about the Somalians where, you know, we give the Somalians millions and millions and millions of dollars every single year going to the nation of Somalia courtesy of our government. They come here and they are ripping off the American taxpayers in cities like Minnesota. So I feel your pain. I feel your frustration, Tony. I always appreciate when you call in. More of your calls next, 844-2-McGraw.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR, your talk radio show.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95 Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
The floor is yours. Call or text 844-262-4729. That's 844-2-McGraw.
My name is Dan Mandis in for McGraw Millhaven. Yes, indeed, 844-2-McGraw. It is open lines. By the way, just to let you know, I teased some big news coming out of Hollywood. Top Gun 3 with Tom Cruise is apparently now an official go. I don't know about you, but I have certain movies that are like, do you do this, like comfort movies, where it doesn't matter how many times you've seen a movie. If you just want to sit down and chill and like not be challenged by anything and you want to turn off the world, you got a certain movie that you watch. That's one of my comfort movies, where it's like, I don't care how many times that I watch Maverick or Top Gun. I can watch them probably 15, 20 times. Doesn't matter. I can just sit and gel. So I am so excited that a Top Gun 3 is now apparently going to be on the way. And by the way, just so you know, just not that you asked, but Maverick, Top Gun, also Moneyball, and Draft Day, and any of the Star Wars, those are all what I would call my comfort movies. And my morning show in Nashville, Tennessee on WTN. One day I did ask a lot of folks, okay, so what is your comfort movie? And people had all kinds of great suggestions. I want to say good morning to, or good evening to, Eduardo, calling from Tampa, Florida. Eduardo, thank you very much for calling America at Night. How are you, man?
Dan, it's great to hear. I heard McGarvin say the other day that, oh, yeah, Dan's going to be filling in on Friday. So I said, I got to put this on a calendar and call in to Dan.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I got to say, we got a ceasefire in Lebanon. I mean, things are moving along in the Strait of Hormuz. The stock market was almost 1,000. I have a question, particularly for people like Mr. San Francisco over there. Spain is going to let 500,000 migrants. They didn't learn a lesson from 2004 where they had those multiple train bombings. Definitely not a good example of homeland security in that particular country, letting mm-hmm. all those people in. So,
well, I think Spain, you would think that they would learn from, you know, all of the refugees that came in years ago. And now we know, and I know you know this, Eduardo, but all the refugee problems that they have, the Islamification of Europe and what's going on there, I think it is insane to let that many people into one country the size of Spain. I haven't actually heard of that story, so I'll have to look that up. But, I mean, I'm with Tony. If I don't know if you heard Tony's call. But here in America, and you live in Florida, so you've got a lot of these Haitians where you live. But you have these folks that come into our country. And one of the things that I've talked about is that as an American taxpayer, as somebody who, you know, you look at San Francisco, you look at Los Angeles, you look at some of our bigger cities across America, where we do have the streets are filled with homeless people. We have, you know, this urban blight that is happening. And we don't use that money that we're sending to all of these other countries like Syria, Yemen, Sudan, Afghanistan, Somalia. We're sending money to those nations when we should be using that money to help our own homeless people, homeless veterans, etc. Here, you know what the problem, though, Eduardo, is that if you look at what is going on, say just for example, California and Gavin Newsom, where He spent, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but he spent like millions and millions and millions of dollars to try to solve the homeless problem in California. Not only did the homeless problem, I kid you not, if you don't know the story, look it up, where the homeless problem, not only did it get worse in California, but the millions of dollars that were used to try to solve the homeless problem, and it didn't, well, that money is gone. And nobody even knows where in the heck the money went. So there's that aspect of what you're talking about. The other problem, as I mentioned previously to Tony from Canada, Montreal, where we're sending all of this money, you know, say, for example, to Somalia. We're sending all of this money to Somalia. We're sending all of this money to Haiti. What do we get in return? We get a bunch of their refugees. Then they come here and they take advantage of our generosity. And as a taxpayer who pays a boatload of money just a couple of days after tax day, it just gets a little frustrating. I know that you can relate to what I'm talking about, Eduardo.
Right, right. Yeah, good point. Well, another great show, Dan. Thank you very much.
All right, Eduardo, we'll talk to you again soon. It is American Night, 844-2-McGraw is the phone number, 844-2-McGraw. Let me see. We have Amanda in Pell City, Alabama on American Night. Hey, Amanda, how are you? Oh, I'm sorry. That's my bad. Amanda wanted a shout-out, which is apparently something they do on American Night. Let's say hello to Dave in Chicago on American Night. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dan. Sounding good, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I just wanted to make a point. As we all know, McGraw says, don't trust anybody. He has to check his own driver's license every morning to make sure it's him. I'm sure you've heard that one many times.
I love that. No, I'm going to steal that.
And where I was going with that is, as President Trump said, they're going to have this great deal, and it's all agreed upon, and they're going to give up their nuclear dust, and everything's cool, and it's all ready to go, and the party's over, and all that. Well, I've heard three different sources say that Iran has not agreed to any of that. So here we go again with who do you believe? You listen to ABC News, and they're saying Iran says, no, we're not giving up anything, we're not doing anything like that, and then Fox News and President Trump and Hegseth and all his guys that are in favor of him, and of course we all want this to end and get back to things and be the best they can, but you know, who can you really trust until you actually see how this plays out? Because we've heard many things from the right and from the left conflicting with each other, and they're even saying nobody's really in charge of Iran to make these decisions. Who, you know, is it some guy in Iran telling Trump, oh yeah, everything's great, don't worry about it, we'll give you the dust and everything, the thing's going to stay open, we're not going to mess with you anymore, you can have anything you want. And then they're saying that guy doesn't represent us. So I just wanted to get your take on the who do we trust.
Right.
You know,
I will say this.
Think about that?
I'll say this, Dave, and appreciate you calling. So who do you trust? Well, I'm going to tell you that I trust no one. And I'm a supporter of Donald Trump. But to your point, Dave, and you're absolutely right, the president's been all over the place. And I say that as a guy who has voted for him six times. He's been all over the place, and Donald Trump, as part of the art of the deal, he knows how to use the media. He knows how to put things out there so that not only it's digested here in America, but also it's digested in Iran. And you're right, the president has been all over the place. And, you know, I say that as a guy who has been covering Donald Trump for years. And I know how the guy operates, but you don't really know what the actual truth is. And so you've got a situation where oftentimes he'll say things that are even conflicting. I don't know if you were listening earlier, Dave, but one of the things that I said is that you have the president that says things, and then Iran will literally come out and say, well, no, that's not actually what's happening. We don't actually agree to that. You'll have people in the media reporting things as well. So if you ask me as a talk show host and a guy who digests a lot of media, I mean, I consume everything from, you know, MS Now to the Wall Street Journal to the New York Times to whatever. I take in a lot of different sources, and then I decide what I'm going to present on the radio and what I'm just going to digest to be able to tell my stories. And then I wait until, you know, the ultimate results or the end result of the story is. So, for example, with Iran, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, Dave, where Trump has been saying all of these things, and then some, you know, rando out of Iran, the Speaker of the Parliament or whatever, comes out and he says, we don't agree to any of that. Okay, well, we don't know who the president, Trump, and all his folks have been talking to, and we don't know how important the guy who is talking about how they don't agree with anything that Donald Trump has been saying in the media. Okay, well, we don't know who he is. And that's the problem that I've been talking about since day one, is in Iran, you have all of these different groups. And the worst thing that can happen for the Iranian people is a bunch of these different groups vying for power, because that leads to civil war and that leads to death. You know, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, Dave. We won't really know.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Fusion and I hope that I'm right. But you know what the thing is about me? Just as a talk show host, and you folks don't know me from Adam, but I host a morning show in Nashville, Tennessee on Super Talk 99.7. I never stop learning. I don't trust anybody. I never stop learning. I go out and I try to learn. And the most important thing for me is I don't feel like I always have to be right. And here's what I mean by that. There have been times when I've been wrong. And I will absolutely admit that I'm wrong, because I always want to continue to learn, because I think that learning is one of the most important things that we can do as human beings. And you're never too smart to continue to learn. And I'm certainly not, smart enough to stop learning. People who are smart understand that life is a constant education. And the more that I learn, oftentimes, the more I realize, maybe I should have thought about that a little bit more, whatever the opinion is. I'm not afraid to let new information change my mind, because I think that that is really important. Because if you're going to be intellectually honest with yourself and with the audience, just as like a talk show host, then you do have to allow, you know, things that are new information or an opinion to change your mind. There's not a newspaper outlet, I sound like 105. There's not a media outlet that is out there, from the Fox News to Daily Mail to News Nation to Newsmax. There's not one source out there that I would say, absolutely, if I see it in that media outlet, then it's gotta be the truth. Nope. I read a whole bunch of different opinions. I read a whole bunch of different reporting, and then I hope that I glean enough information so that I can make an informed opinion. And I appreciate the call. My name is Dan Mandis, in for McGraw-Milhaven. This is America at Night.
From the heart of America, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
A multi-billion dollar settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you were exposed to weed killers at work or at home, your rights are affected. If you or your family has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you could receive $6,000 to $165,000 or more. This settlement impacts you even if you're not sick, because this blood cancer can take 10 to 15 years to appear. If you stay in the settlement, you give up your right to sue. Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup Settlement.
The countdown is on for the 2026 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds 3 days live from Pittsburgh, April 23rd through 25th. Watch every pick live on NFL Network, ESPN, and ABC. NFL Network is also streaming with NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Subscription required for NFL Plus. Visit plus.nfl.com for terms.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education, and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I developed because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milley.
Dan Mandis in for McGraw. Always appreciate the opportunity. 844-2-McGraw is the phone number. Follow me on X at Dan Mandis Show. We're talking about UFOs and UAPs and all that stuff earlier. And wouldn't you know that over at the Daily Mail, there's a story about a massive cluster of unknown flying objects was spotted near Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Long rumored to be linked to UFO activity. They've got video. This is in Ohio. They've got video. It is incredible. So if you are, and it's basically sort of a triangle of dots, and if you're into this kind of thing, which I am clearly, go check it out. It's on my X feed at Dan Mandis Show. I want to say hello to, let's see, this is Gerard in Baldwin, New Jersey. Gerard, thanks for calling America at Night.
Yeah, I'm in St. Louis here, Baldwin, St. Louis, but that doesn't matter.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about this, Trump release and all this stuff. This goes back to Roswell. Actually, it goes back to the beginning of time when God created the earth. I'm an evangelist, so bear with me here. But, for 45 years. But these wormholes and portals, all these things that you see on the History Channel and stuff, It's all demonic. These aliens are demons. They're not from outer space. They're right here from this world. They got portals that they travel in and set it. The universe is their highway. I mean, they can go from Jupiter to the Earth in seconds.
So Jared, if I may, so when you say demonic, you mean like demons from hell?
Yes, sir. It's all spiritual. It's this. And we got them, and they're different colors. Stay with me a minute, because I know some of this sounds kooky, but I pray to God that he revealed this stuff to me, years ago. And, the Bible teaches that knowledge will increase. And, we're living that with technology now, for sure. And the government knows about these things. I don't know exactly what level, but like I said, Harry Truman, for the technology benefits, got some information from them. It goes all the way back to the caves of Egypt and the pyramids. And
Hey, Gerard, hold on. So, because I'm running out of time, and I want to make sure that I get this in. So you say that they're demonic. What do you say, though, to the people in the military, people like Marco Rubio, people like J.D. Vance and others who have said that they have seen literally spaceships hovering over our nuclear facilities and our military facilities, like what I just posted on my X feed? Are you saying the demons, if you will, are in these ships, or what are you saying?
Well, okay. The Bible teaches that the devil is the father of all lies. They're the stars that fell from the heaven down on the earth. And when God said they're like the sands of the sea, there's millions of them. A third of heaven fell on this earth. It goes back to Nephilim. And for you people who are interested in it, look it up. That's where the giants came from. And that giant seed is all part of this alien. It's all part of the deception. To keep people down.
All right, well, Gerard, we're going to have to leave it there. And the music waits for no one. And appreciate you listening to America at Night. Personally, I believe that they're UFOs. That's what I think. I think that they're UFOs. But I respect everyone's opinion, including yours, Gerard, and appreciate you listening. My name is Dan Mandis, in for McGraw, right here on America at Night.
Being diagnosed with leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, or one of over 100 other types of blood cancer makes people want more time to do the things they love. That means more time to be artists, prom dates, world travelers, and moms. We are Blood Cancer United, the world's leading organization focused solely on blood cancer research, support, and advocacy. We do the most for more people with blood cancer, so people with blood cancer can do more of whatever they want. Blood Cancer United. Join us at bloodcancerunited.org.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says the U.S. blockade of Iran will remain in full force until Iran reaches a deal to end the war.
After Iran's foreign minister announced that the Strait of Hormuz fully reopened, the president confirmed that the critical waterway is ready for business. But he said the U.S. Navy will continue blocking Iranian ports until a peace deal is 100% complete. The president predicted that this process should go very quickly.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Iranian foreign minister said ships will use routes designated by the Islamic Republic in coordination with Iranian authorities, suggesting Iran planned to retain some level of control over the channel. It wasn't clear if vessels would have to pay tolls. A judge declined to dismiss charges in one of the nation's most well-known missing child cases.
Judge Michelle Rodney has refused to throw out charges against Pedro Hernandez, a one-time clerk charged with abducting and killing 6-year-old Eitan Pates on his way to school. Hernandez, now 65, has been behind bars since his 2012 arrest. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office previously pledged to retry the case, but Hernandez lawyers asked the judge to toss out the charges. Hernandez's first trial in 2015 ended in a jury deadlock. He was convicted of killing Pates in a 2017 retrial, but a federal appeals court overturned the verdict. I'm Mike Hempen.
Stocks raced to another record. The S&P 500 leaped 1.2% Friday. The Dow leaped as many as 1,100 points before ending with a jump of nearly 870 points, while the NASDAQ composite climbed 1.5% at the closing bell. Defense witnesses in the prosecution of the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk say conjecture about the case is making it impossible to have a fair trial. The testimony came as attorneys for Tyler Robinson on Friday urged a Utah judge to ban cameras from the courtroom. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has 4 flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
A 2-year-old wolf that escaped from a zoo in South Korea has been captured after a 9-day search. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Charles Deledesma, who reports from London.
Beijing officials have released social media videos
Shang rescuers pulling the limp wolf named Niyukgo from a ditch and placing it in a carrier. Niyukgo had been tranquilized and captured on a hill near an expressway early Friday after an hours-long search involving drones, police and fire personnel, according to the city's O World Zoo. The wolf was taken back to the zoo, where veterinarians used a scope to remove a fish hook from its stomach, but found no other significant health issues. Niyukgo had dug out of its enclosure last Wednesday, prompting a search that has drawn extensive media coverage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find more news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The lawyer for golf's biggest star is vowing to fight a subpoena for prescription records in a DUI case.
Tiger Woods' attorney plans to fight prosecutors' attempts to subpoena the golfer's prescription drug records. The attorney argues that Woods has a constitutional right to privacy regarding his medications. He asked a judge in Florida this week to hold a hearing to determine if the records are necessary for the investigation. Woods has pleaded not guilty to driving under the influence. Authorities say he showed signs of impairment after an accident last month. Prosecutors also demanded the names and locations of any witnesses Woods plans to present in his defense. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
Oscar Schmidt, the Basketball Hall of Famer known to his Brazilian compatriots as the Holy Hand, died Friday. He was 68. His family said in a statement that he fought a brain tumor for 15 years with courage, dignity, and resilience. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Parker with Josh Parker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Stability is good and instability is bad. Radical Islam represents instability. The Democrat Party represents instability. And President Trump, as wild as he is, represents sanity in all of this. And it's kind of amazing. The president, he roughs up the Europeans. He mocks them. He ridicules them. He calls them out. And now what's happening? Now the Europeans are, well, oh, we will go and we will open the streets and visit out the U.S. And this is exactly what President Trump has been saying all along. President Trump gets exactly what he had been demanding from the Euros, most of whom are cross-dressers. I don't know if you knew that. He's not the hero of the story in the American news media because the stock market soaring. This morning, the price of a barrel of oil plummeting this morning. These are both good things for Democrats that are trying to follow along at home but don't understand these complex concepts and words. Remarkable stuff. Good things are happening. We want the radical Islamic terrorist regime aspiring to an arsenal of nuclear weapons, top ICBMs. We want them to be gone because they're a threat to the world and to civilization. And to our ally, Israel. Oh, but wait, you see the Democrats yesterday in the Senate, they all voted against. I was mocking Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez yesterday because she's come out as full-blown anti-Israel. No funding for Israel, no weapons for Israel. No, we're not helping our ally. We're helping the terrorist army in Iran. The Islamic Revolution, that's where the Democrat Party is in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She really should be tending bar someplace where nobody goes. That's where she should be. But she's a Democrat member of Congress because of her pants. And that's about it. Certainly not because of her brain. Remarkable stuff. But then we learned that last night the Democrats all voted to not, 47 of them voted to not fund Israel because they're anti-Semites. They really should be wearing armbands. They're the party of armbands, and they should be goose-stepping around on Capitol Hill. They kind of are, really. Remarkable stuff. So President Trump, again, win-win. And also, the dust-up with the Pope continues. The back-and-forth continues. And I've got to say, President Trump, and I didn't think it was necessary for him to get into this back-and-forth with the Pope, for President Trump to do it. But I've got to say, even Michael Piercy and I were discussing it before we came into the studio, and he's having this back and forth, and it has made, and his points are, maybe the Pope should be concerned about the tens of thousands of Iranian citizens that were murdered by the murderous terrorist regime there. The president's making that point, right? And maybe he should be worried about Christians in Africa, the president's saying. So this does stop going back and forth where the news media is suddenly all in with the Pope, only because he's not Donald Trump, and that's the only reason. But it's amazing because now 3 billion people around the world are discussing exactly what President Trump wants to be discussing. And the Pope has got to be looking around and saying, Pope Leo XIV has got to be, His Holiness the Pope, has got to be looking around and saying, I'm sorry, what just happened here? Because now the conversation, and it's true, the conversation should be, and the Pope, again, if I said yesterday, if I were the President of the United States, I'd get on the phone with His Holiness the Pope and I would discuss these things with him. But President Trump, you know, he knows how to just kind of blow things up. And then in the end, it almost always turns out working for him the way that he wanted. He knows how to work a crowd. That's for sure. But the president and the Pope going back and forth, and it's become interesting because what's happening now? The Europeans are volunteering to come in and keep the Strait of Hormuz open, and then Iran says, okay, we're opening the Strait of Hormuz, and the stock market is soaring, and the price of a barrel of oil is plummeting, and these are all things that are good for the United States. So the Democrats are against them. That's the thing about the Democrats. If it's good for the United States of America, the Democrats are against it. And that's how you know they're the Democrats, and they're not on our side. Boy, are they not on our side. And President Trump, what did President Trump say? He said something like Pope Leo supports nuclear weapons in the hands of the Islamic Revolution. And the Pope didn't actually say that, but I know what President Trump is doing, and I know what he's saying, because the Pope sounded a little too like, oh, let's not be too harsh with Iran. And the president's saying, well, wait a minute, the Pope is kind of, you know, deflecting stuff for Iran against me, representing Western civilization and the U.S. and NATO and freedom and liberty and not genocidal anti-Semitism as Iran represents and honestly as the Democrat Party represents at this point. But President Trump put it out there, and it's caused quite a stir. The president naturally talking to the press at length yesterday on the south lawn of the White House before he flew away and went to Las Vegas for a big event there, which was a lot of fun, too, with people that the news media calls workers, because they all have adopted the Soviet lexicon. But the employees who rely on tips in Las Vegas showed up for President Trump's event. It's a no tax on tips event that the president hosted in Las Vegas yesterday. Kind of a big deal, and nice stories from the nice people working jobs in Las Vegas, saying how great it is to not be paying income taxes on their tips. That's a complicated, always has been a complicated thing to pull. It's basically voluntary. How much did you make on tips? Most places, you know, some places keep tabs on your tips, but not most. And I got to say, this just goes on and on. Amazing. Also, a big story today, and you've probably been tracking it here and there. I've talked about it only briefly. But the 10 now, there were 9 missing scientists. Now there are 10, and they all had something to do with working in aerospace and in nuclear things and in space travel and in space aliens and all this good stuff. And 10 dead or vanished in a period of not so long, a year and a half or something, and maybe a little longer than that. But 10 of them, kind of a big deal. And the president now weighing in on that. There is an investigation that is being launched to find out what's going on with all of that, because it's rather unusual for so many people. And apparently a lot of them have disappeared without their cell phones, and you know, it's leaving no clues. It's a fascinating story. It really is a fascinating story for a whole bunch of reasons. And Democrats, you know, all of them are sex abusers, usually child sex abusers, but not exclusively. And Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna just filed an ethics complaint in the United States Senate against Ruben Gallego, the Arizona Democrat, because they just all go around abusing women. And where's the Joe Biden and Tara Reid? Remember Joe Biden sexually assaulting Tara Reid, who is an actual staffer of his and somebody that we know that he had met and been with every day, not like the stuff that the Democrats make up. Because they make up a lot of stuff. Boy, do they make up a lot of stuff. Seriously, mentally ill. Mentally ill people. SMIDs. Yes, sir. And the astronauts. I got to tell you, the astronauts held an event, a couple of events yesterday. And I've got some audio from then. There was one, a remarkable moment when one of the astronauts, I believe the mission commander, he said he talked about flying around the moon and being in space and looking back at Earth and feeling small and human. And it sounds like he discovered God and Jesus while he was in space. And there was an interesting back and forth there. I gotta say, I was watching it live yesterday, and when I saw this happen, I didn't burst into tears like a Democrat on Scream at the Sky Day, but I gotta say, I was watching this, and I would swear if you were looking very closely with the magnifying glass, you might have seen a tear well up in my eye. You might have seen a tear in my eye, because it was really something to see. It was remarkable things going on. Yeah, and all the scientists disappearing. And where's the press conference on that? Where's the big investigation? This four-star general disappears. Where's this NASA scientist disappears? And an interesting set of circumstances. I mean, if only they were Nancy Guthrie, you know. If only they had a relative that was a morning TV host, then maybe the country would be engaged by this, but remarkable things going on there. That's for sure. Oh yeah, speaking of the Europeans, this is the left. The left is, keeping in mind, the Nazi Party is the National Socialist German Workers' Party, the Socialist Workers' Party of Germany, and that's Adolf Hitler. Here is, listen to this, Spain, run by lefties, not allowing us to fly through their airspace to go after the terrorists who are aspiring to nuclear weapons and so on. Not allowing us to use their bases, even though they're a NATO country. Spain permanently withdraws ambassador to Israel as rift deepens. The rift is deepening with Spain, between Israel and Spain, because they're giving up to the Islamists again there. They're going to be 400 years of occupation once again by the sword-wielding Muslims, and they're going to convert to Islam in Spain this time. Isn't that amazing? And this is what I was making reference to a couple of minutes ago. Senate, the United States Senate, vote on arms sale to Israel shows massive cracks in U.S. support for Israel. I'm sorry, massive cracks in U.S. support for Israel, because 40 out of 47 Democrat senators voted to block all arms sales to Israel. That's because Israel's on our side and the Democrats aren't. The Democrats are on the side of the jihad. They're the left. They're a bloodthirsty gang of ghouls. And they're not on our side. Man, are they not on our side. And what's this Gavin Newsom? Gavin Newsom, his own people spending $1.5 million to buy copies of his book. How do you think you get it on the New York Times bestseller list? You take political money donated to you and you buy truckloads of books, and then you go around telling people that you're on the New York Times bestseller list. Everything is a lie. Remarkable stuff. Update on the Democrat that assassinated Charlie Kirk with a rifle. He's due in court today. And the Democrats in a special election in New Jersey elected a communist. She's also an anti-Semite. The Democrat Party is going to be goose-stepping around in armbands probably by the close of business today. They really ought to be. We are at 888-630-9625.
Support for Israel, like, essentially doesn't really exist, especially within the Democratic base.
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Advantage Gold, one of America's top precious metals companies, is sounding the alarm that a storm is coming and that now is the time to diversify your portfolio before it's too late. That's why we're offering an emergency gold and silver protection kit valued at $49, absolutely free for anyone who calls today at 800-900-8000. This kit includes critical information for investors with a retirement account seeking to own physical gold and silver but want to do it tax and penalty free. Advantage Gold has helped investors protect and secure their wealth with physical gold and silver since 2014. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and we'll rush your emergency gold and silver kit plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. See how gold and silver can help you protect and secure your wealth with the help of Advantage Gold. Results vary. Consult with your financial and tax advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
President Trump has his own social media platform, Truth Social, because the fascists barred him from Twitter because they're anti-free speech and anti-free practice of your religion, and they're anti-Second Amendment. They're really anti-Bill of Rights. They're anti-American. President Trump in his own social media platform just posted moments ago, Iran has just announced that the Strait of Iran, he says, is fully open and ready for full passage. Thank you, the president said. So that's kind of a major development. And CNN, the fakes and fraudsters at CNN, are now reporting that crude oil has plummeted in price by 10.45%. The price of West Texas crude dropping very significantly just in a matter of minutes after the announcement was made. And that that kind of matters. That's a big deal. That will convert quickly to gas prices at the pump. Keeping in mind that gas prices at the pump today, which are a bit high, are not as high as the gas prices were when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were in charge, because their anti-energy and anti-strong economy and anti-American prosperity and their pro-Iran and anti-Israel, they're not on our side. They're not on Team America. Israel is on Team America, Team Civilization. The Democrat Party is not. The Democrat Party is the most important ally in the world that Iran has at this moment in time. And the Democrats know that. And they say, oh, yeah, let's stand up for Iran. And they're on the side of Hamas and not Israel, the terrorist murderers, raiders, rapists, kidnappers, hostage takers. And the Democrats are like, yeah, I'm with them. I'm with them. So Iran just announced that the Strait of Hormuz is fully open and ready for full passage. Kind of a big deal. The price of crude oil plummeting. The stock market surging. The Democrats will find some way to be angry about it.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth.
Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
When customers walk into your business, the feeling they get matters. Fresh, clean paint tells them they're in the right place. Eagle Eye Painting helps offices, shops, and restaurants feel welcoming and professional. We work around your hours, keep things neat, and finish on schedule with clear communication the whole way. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we're happy to work with you in English or Spanish. Give your business the fresh look it deserves. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for a friendly, no-pressure estimate. That's 530-410 or visit 530painter.com.
This Mother's Day, don't just give mom a car. Give her a feast she'll never forget. Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch. Chef-carved prime rib, fresh succulent crab, omelet and French toast station with an assortment of savory sides and desserts. Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives. With three separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. Visit WindRiver.com for more details. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun, food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun, food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
You're too soft a man. You're too weak.
You're going to get killed. You're going to get killed. You're going to get killed. And now, the great Jonathan Turley, law professor at George Washington University, Jonathan Turley on Twitter, posting more James Carville news. And Jonathan Turley says, Democrats are discussing plans after retaking power to change the system so they can never lose it again. Carville, curiously on a national podcast, told Democrats to keep the plans quiet, keep their plans quiet. Don't run on it. Don't talk about it. Just do it, says James Carville. And he's cursing and dropping the F word because they have the brains of children, demented, violent, psychopathic children. And James Carville is one of those. And he's cursing up a storm. But here's what James, and here's what he wants. He wants to turn Washington, D.C. into a state to get two mentally impaired senators that will be there permanently because the voters here are unwell. And Puerto Rico has to get statehood, so they got two permanent Democrat senators. That's stealing four Senate seats. This is civil war that this fascist is advocating here. He should dress up in his Confederate uniform and go out and round up the slaves. He should be on a slave patrol, this guy. So here he is. We got to do that, and we got to pack the Supreme Court to 13 justices to steal power. Because for a Democrat, once you've secured power, the purpose of having power is to abuse it, to enrich yourself and your family, to steal, to corrupt everything you touch. James Carville is the leading guy. They should really run him for president.
If the Democrats win the presidency in both houses of Congress, I think on day one, they should make Puerto Rico, D.C. a state, and they should expand the Supreme Court to 13. Eat our dust. They've done everything they could. They held up the 2000 election. They stole it. Supreme Court seats. They've gerrymandered everything that you can, and the only way to fight this is don't run on it, don't talk about it, just do it.
Everything.
Says, okay, we got 54 senators, and we got 13 court members. Thank you. Goodbye.
That's it. And we'll steal everything. We'll pack the Supreme Court. We'll steal Senate seats by making Washington, D.C. a state, and then they'll all be Democrats because it's full of gun-toting criminals that go around shooting babies. They're Democrats, you know, and make Puerto Rico a state because you'll have two permanent left-wing, they'd like to think ideally non-English-speaking senators because they don't want the United States to be an English-speaking country. The Democrat Party says James Carville, and he is demanding that, and he says, don't run on it. Don't talk about it. Just do it, says James Carville. And Jonathan Turley has the story. He wrote it up on his website at jonathanturley.org. And the first word is the F word in the headline. Beep it. Beep it. Just do it. And we just played it with the beep in there for you. Carville lays out Democratic plan to add states and pack the court to reclaim power. I got to tell you, these guys are the reason that there's an ammunition shortage in the United States. These guys are at war with us. This is not politics. This is war by the party of the Confederate States of America and the Klan. And boy, are they not on our side. Man or Manischewitz, are they not on our side.
Don't run on it. Don't talk about it. Just do it.
Don't run on it. Don't talk about it. Just do it. So lie. Lie to everybody. Like the house of ill repute that you are. Lie, just like Abigail Spanberger lied about everything in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Oh, she's going to be a moderate. And then she comes in and she's grabbing guns and raising taxes and killing children. And the Democrats, they're really a demented, violent bunch of criminals who are here to steal everything and to abuse. For how long have I been talking about them abusing power? You give a lefty a thimble full of power, they'll abuse it before the sun goes down. And here they are plotting out in the open. He sounds like a lunatic drunk in a bus stop, but he's not. He's sober, and this is the Democrat Party today. Wow. Various Democrats have been openly discussing their plans after retaking power to change the system so they never lose power again, Jonathan Turley writes. Democratic strategist James Carville has been one of the most vocal and returned to the subject this week in laying out how they would make D.C. and Puerto Rico states and pack the Supreme Court with a liberal majority, of course, and so they could destroy everything in the United States. On a podcast with Al Hunt, James Carville, Al Hunt is married to Judy Driftwood. Judy Driftwood is his loving bride. On his podcast with Al Hunt, Carville explained, it's a very small circle fest in a hot tub. If the Democrats win the presidency and both houses of Congress, I think day one they should make Puerto Rico and D.C. a state. That'd be two states, but never mind that. And maybe he is drunk. And they should expand the Supreme Court to 13. Beep it. Eat our dust. And he's cursing again. Got to use the F word here and the F word there because just crazy. Notably this week, New Jersey just elected a radical new member. And I love this. Her name is, it's difficult to pronounce because it's Analilia. Analilia is her first name. Analilia Mejia. And she is an anti-American radical leftist. But I just love her first name is A-N-A-L, like anal, and then I-L-I-A. So it's kind of like anally, I think, probably. High school must have been tough for her. Mejia, who ran on packing the court. She just won a special election yesterday in New Jersey. Because the Democrat that had the seat became the governor, and so they had to have a special election, and it was yesterday. And this radical left-wing extremist, a frothy, racist, anti-American, she won the seat in the House of Representatives. And Analilia Mejia, she ran on packing the court and other radical agenda items. While some of us have written, Jonathan Turley says, about the expansion of the court, these politicians and pundits are pushing for the packing, not just gradual expanding of the court. And honestly, what they want is all-out civil war in the streets of America. They're criminally insane. And the greed is third world. They're not an American political party anymore. However, James Carville, curiously on a national podcast, seriously suggested that Democrats should keep the plan quiet. Quote, don't run on it. Don't talk about it. Just do it. End quote. Sure. You betcha. Call it the Nike School of Constitutional Law. The need of the left to pack the Supreme Court is obvious. Many of the proposals coming from the left are clearly unconstitutional. They really don't care about that. You'll need a partisan majority to make the political changes that these figures hope will give the Democrats a lock on power for years to come. Years ago, Harvard professor Michael Klarman laid out a radical agenda to change the system to guarantee Republicans, quote, will never win another election, end quote. They're looking to rig the system, corrupt the system, sabotage the system to benefit themselves, to line their own pockets with money, to get their beach houses and their golden Mercedes-Benz station wagons. And he warned, however, the Supreme Court could strike down everything I just described. That's the Harvard professor. Because it's all illegal and you're a criminal. See, Harvard professor / criminal. Therefore, the court must be packed in advance to allow these changes to occur. Likewise, see, that's how you got to corrupt it because the Supreme Court would strike it down. So if they corrupt the Supreme Court and start the second Democrat civil war in America. Likewise, James Carville previously explained how this process to pack the court, how it would work. He said, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, James Carville says. A Democrat is going to be elected in 2028. You know that. I know that. The Democratic president is going to announce a special transition, a gender transition for the whole country, a transition advisory committee on the reform of the Supreme Court. They're going to recommend that the number of Supreme Court justices go from 9 to 13. That's going to happen, people. This is what he says. These guys are just, they should really be swinging from trees in a jungle somewhere. They're un-American, they're un-Western, they've rejected the Enlightenment, they're primitives, they're violent criminals, they shoot their political enemies, and they're not the good guys. The push for court packing and war chests on the left remains unchanged despite conservatives on the court ruling against the administration on major cases. Carville and others cannot claim that the conservative justices are robotically voting with the administration. That's a fact, certainly cannot. But it does not matter. That's right, the truth and the facts don't matter to the left. They want a court that will consistently uphold the changes being planned by Democratic strategists. They really oongala boongala. This is the government of Ouagadougou that has taken over the Democrat Party. And they're commie pigs. They're third world rogue government. This is a mentality summed up by the NEA, National Education Association President Becky Pringle. And Jonathan Turley provides video of her. Just, I gotta tell you, we're gonna win all things. We have to win all things. All the things. This is the, president of the National Education Association, the teachers union. The teachers union. And, these people are radicals. They're fascists. They call everybody fascist because they know deep down that they are the fascists.
NEA delegates! We can do this work. We must do this work.
She sounds upset.
We get to do this work. We will do this work because our students are depending on us to win all the things. NEA, we have to win all the things. All the things. All the things. Our colleagues are depending on us.
And then she detonated her suicide vest. These people are mentally ill. They're criminally insane. They're looking to steal everything there is to steal on earth. Starting with power. Because they're really unwell. Alright, we don't have a ton of time, but let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sid, calling from Los Angeles, California. Sid, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, Sid.
I was thinking about what Carpel said. It's too easy to have a state admitted to the union. My suggestion is that we pass a constitutional amendment to admit a state or a territory to the union to take a two-thirds vote of the Congress and three-quarters of the state before a state could be admitted to the union,
uh-huh.
Just by a simple vote of the Congress.
Yeah, that's right. You think that the Democrats won't be able to do that?
No, I think.
Right. I think you're probably right.
That's what the Republicans should do right now.
But will they take us to civil war while they're fighting for it?
They may do it, but I think we should, on the other side, try to prevent them from doing it by having it make it more difficult to have a state admitted to the union.
You know, we live in a crazy time, Sid, when conservatives, Republicans, pro-American voters and taxpayers are having to fight the Democratic Party, the party of the bullwhip, over these very fundamental things. You know, like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment and the free practice of religion and free speech and the Second Amendment. And the Democrat Party is against all of it. And at the same time, they're against our allies. They're against our ally Israel. If Spain is undermining the United States of America, the Democrats are with Spain. And they're with Iran, Sid. They're with Iran. What's up with that?
Well, I agree with you. I think this is the time that we have control. We can get this passed and make it much more difficult to admit the D.C. and Puerto Rico to the union.
Maybe we should start a constitutional amendment to freeze the number of states at 50.
Well, that's completely in favor of that, but I think it should be more difficult to be added to the union. That's my feeling.
Yeah, well, you're certainly right about that. Now, why would they want to start adding states? You know, these are the people that broke away from the United States of America and created the Confederate States of America. And they're back. They're still here. These are the bad guys. The Democrat Party. And I wouldn't have said this even a few years ago, but these people are completely criminally out of control. Violently criminally insane Democrats rule the roost at the Democrat Party. And they are here to destroy the world. And they love the Islamic Revolution in Iran. They love Hamas and Hezbollah. They hate Israel and the United States of America. What do you even say about a political party like that? They should probably be banned. I mean, how many? They shot Donald Trump. They shot and killed Charlie Kirk. They shot and wounded Steve Scalise, the congressman. They're attacking the police and law and order. They're open borders people. They're in favor of Tren de Aragua and MS-13, and they're against the police and ICE. The Democratic Party in the United States of America.
The number of Supreme Court justices go from 9 to 13. That's going to happen, people. That's going to happen to you.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Hey, did you hear about that multi-billion dollar Roundup settlement?
Yeah, it impacts people who are exposed to weed killers at work or at home, even if you just used it in your own yard. Lawsuits claim it causes non-Hodgkin lymphoma, a blood cancer.
But we're not sick, so that doesn't affect us.
But it does. This cancer can take 10 to 15 years to show up.
That's a long time after exposure.
It is, and that's why the settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you get sick, even years from now, you could get $6,000 to $165,000 or more as part of this settlement.
So what's the catch?
If you stay in, you give up the right to sue them later.
Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 1-888-403-8201. If you or a loved one has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, even if they've passed, you must register for benefits. That's weedkillerclass.com. 1-888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup Settlement.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60 year old not so perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Paid for by term provider.
Children in poverty, each one unique, each one full of dreams. They're our hope, our future. They're the reason Children International exists. And even when the whole world changed, the things that mattered most to us stayed the same. Giving children the tools they need to set their own goals and create futures free from poverty.
I have enough healthy food.
I'm learning every day. I'm healthy and strong.
We've developed new ways to reach children and families in poverty during these vulnerable times, ensuring they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more, so they can achieve their dreams. Learn more about Children International and join us at children.org/help today.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The Strait of Hormuz is open and the oil will be flowing again. The price of a barrel of oil has plunged 10 or 11% so far this morning. That will lead in short order, not today, but in short order to lower gas prices at the pump. The Dow is way up today. The S&P is way up today. The NASDAQ is way up today as oil prices are down. President Trump is getting everything he wants. The Europeans are stepping up. They stepped up even before we announced that the Strait of Hormuz is open, and the Iranians said the Strait of Hormuz is open, and the Europeans said that they'd send warships to try to do something about the Strait of Hormuz, just as Trump told them.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.